Fallout Equestria the Chrysalis, Chapter 22, Part 6. Shit! Dusty snapped and threw the bags out of the way to grab at the straps of her barding. Damn it, Emerald, you don't hide shit like this!
Please don't!
She sobbed, her panting growing even faster, mixing with increasingly wet coughs. Her struggles had fallen off to weak gestures.
Just go. Leave me. Save Quartz and Flint.
Dusty ignored her, and I found myself moving in to help him undo the buckles of her barding. A final strap came undone, and Dusty pulled back the side of her barding. It peeled away from her side. The barding had done a good job of containing the blood, her entire side was soaked in it, from shoulder to flank. She sobbed softly, and each cough produced a little surge of blood from the tiny hole in her side.
Fuck!
Dusty blurted, and then grabbed my hoof, pressuring it over the hole. I almost drew back from the surge of warm blood that met me, but Dusty barked.
Pressure!
While I pressed on the wound, trying fruitlessly to stem the flow of blood, he grabbed at her foreleg and the pit buck clasped to it.
Let me see,
he said, his voice much softer, though his grip was firm when she tried to pull it away.
Easy,
he said, his other hoof moving to her neck.
We'll take care of this.
She whined and coughed under my hooves.
Please, just go.
Dusty ignored her, except to give a reassuring stroke along her neck. His other hoof poked at the pit buck, switching to its medical display. I was a bit too far away to make out what it said, but still close enough to see the several flashing warnings it was giving.
It's okay,
Emerald said, giving a weak smile.
You can't save me, I know.
A short fit of coughing interrupted her.
But you can still save Quartz and Flint. Please, just go.
Dusty ignored her. He stared at the pit buck screen for a few more seconds, then turned to push my hoof away, taking my place.
Starlight Sniper House! Whisper, Streen Saloon! Search those raiders for medical supplies! Go!
I turned and ran, leaving bloody hoof prints in the dirt. I slid to a halt at the raider sickle had killed, ignoring the pulped remains of what had once been her head. I rifled through the few pockets and pouches her crude armor had. I found water, dried meat, and ammunition, but the closest thing she had to medical supplies was a bottle of mixed pills. Leaving her, I ran to the saloon. I didn't pause to take in the devastation of the ruined main room. I bound and scrambled up the torn up stairs, having to haul myself up the last bit of the top floor and made my way to the room the raiders had been shooting at us from. The third raider was half embedded into the floor, and what I presume was a result of Sickle stomping him. He wore remarkably thick metal barding with spikes protruding from the back, for all the good it had done him. I searched through his pockets and then the saddlebags I spotted near the window. The only medical supplies I found was a single magic-laced bandage. I grabbed it in my teeth, turned, and ran. I vaulted down the stairs, ignoring the flash of pain in my leg upon landing, and burst out the front doors. I was panting hard when I finally got back, sliding to a halt in the loose grit scattered on the floor. Dusty had her final magic bandage pressed against her side, but it was already completely soaked through. Sickle sat nearby, watching silently. The containers at her side were open, and a variety of drugs were set on the floor before her. The moment Dusty saw the bandage in my mouth, he snatched it, pressing it to the wound.
Don't!
Emerald protested, tensing up for a moment before laying her head down again. She was still panting hard, but increasingly shallowly.
Save it. It's not going to work.
She trailed off, and 10 seconds later, the new bandage was just as soaked as the old one. There was a clatter of hooves as Starlight returned. Dusty and I looked up, only to be met with a worried look and a quick shake of her head. I sat beside Emerald's head as Dusty tried to stem the bleeding. I could hear the wet, raspy sounds of her breath as she gasped for air, and I gently placed my hoof on the side of her neck to offer what meager comfort I could give. She blinked a few times, lifting her head, then coughing and setting it down again. It took her a few blinks to finally focus on me, and when she had, tears started to well up in her eyes. Tiny flecks of blood dotted her lips.
Please.
She gasped, weakly lifting a hoof in my direction.
Leave me. Leave me.
It wasn't until later that I realized I had misheard her. At the time, looking down on that expression of pain and fear, I thought she was afraid that we would leave her to die alone. The alternative made no sense. Not yet. So I took the hoof that she raised in my own, giving it a squeeze and attempted to reassure her.
We're here,
I said, soothing.
We're not going to leave you.
The tears started to flow, her ears pinning back as she stared up at me. The look of pain in her eyes was far more than just physical. She looked terrified, sobbing to me.
Don't tell them.
She was interrupted by another fit of coughing, and ended with her head slumped to the ground, eyes half-lidded.
Don't tell them.
I leaned in, stroking at her neck as I squeezed her hoof again. I wanted to keep her talking.
Don't tell her what?
She coughed again, only weakly.
About me.
She gasped, and another cough.
Don't Don't tell.
She trailed off, giving a few incoherent mumbles as her eyes shut. As she fell silent, the pace of her breathing changed. It was weak, and so shallow that her chest barely moved.
What about you?
I asked, but she didn't answer. Her hoof had gone limp in my grasp. I released it, my hoofs cradling her head to angle her face up. My heart was hammering again.
Emerald, stay with me. Don't tell them what about you.
Keep her talking, Dusty called out.
I'm trying.
I gripped her head, leaning in close.
Emerald? Emerald! Wake up! Don't tell them what about you!
Shit,
Dusty muttered beside me. As I tried to get her to wake up, he looked over the pipbox screen again.
Damn it. Whisper, give her a hit of dash!
I set her down, immediately following his order and snatching up one of the inhalers laid out before Sickle.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I asked, even as I popped off the cap and pressed the nozzle into her mouth.
It's a terrible idea,
Dusty said, glaring down at the pipbox.
But it's all we've got.
I pressed down on the inhaler, sending a spray of the drug into her mouth. She twitched, and then gave a phlegmy cough as her body jerked in response to the powerful stimulants. Her eyes fluttered open, but they didn't focus.
No.
Her gaze weaved around, her eyes unseeing.
It was real. All real.
Already her eyes were closing again, her body going limp.
See if we can get her to take some buck,
Dusty said. Though I figured it was said out of desperation, I turned back to the assortment of chems. I searched for a moment before Sickle lifted a hoof to indicate a bottle. Snatching it up, I retrieved one of the thick tablets. Sickle spoke quietly.
She's done. No, she's not!
I reflexively replied, lifting Emerald's head a bit to open her mouth and slide the tablet in.
Emerald, I need you to swallow this. It'll help.
Of course, she didn't respond. She was completely limp again, her eyes half shut and unresponsive. I glanced on the screen of her pipbox. More warnings had shown up and the vital signs were steadily diminishing. I gave her a gentle shake.
Come on, Emerald. Talk to me.
Nothing. I looked back to Dusty.
What do we do?
He just stared down at the pipbox and slowly shook his head. His hooves lifted from the sodden bandages and rested softly on her side. My ears fell. I wanted to protest, to do something. But I couldn't. There wasn't anything to be done. So I sat there, watching the pipbox screen, knowing what was coming. Time passed slowly, agonizingly. Numbers I didn't quite understand slowly changed on the medical display. Mostly they marched steadily downward. Several words, mostly starting with hypo or tachy, flashed red on the screen. Then a larger warning flashed, clear and dominant on the screen. Respiratory arrest. Just a few seconds later, another warning joined the first. Cardiac arrest. The eyes of the cute little cartoon pony on the medical screen turned to X's. Dusty lowered his head. Starlight sniffled. Myself? I stared down at Emerald, my ears hanging low. I just sat there, watching, and waiting, and dreading. And seconds later, the green flames flashed across her form, revealing the glossy black beneath.
Oh, that couldn't have been any more fucked. Of all the chances of that happening, that probably was slim to none. Anywho, let's get on to our healthy donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Dash of Evergreen, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Crazy Killer 557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Hazaza, Riot Soul, Dospo, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.